listening to Morning Devotions during the next 30 minutes. This is John Thrasher. If you want to know the heart of God and what His thoughts are toward you, turn to the Word of God and read it. Don't go by rumors or hearsay, but see for yourself how God thinks and how He feels toward you. And then you'll be something like Job. You remember when God got through with Job after his trial and all the arguing and debate and Job's feelings of insecurity and his questionings. Finally, Job says, after God spoke to him, he said, "I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now mine eye seeth thee. Wherefore I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes." Well, it's not enough just to hear about God and listen to rumors about Him, because some of those rumors can be distorted. If you want to know the heart of God and what He thinks about you and how He feels toward you, read His Word, just like here in Romans chapter 5. Here is the heart of God. "But God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. For if when we were enemies we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, much more being reconciled we shall be saved by His life." So you want to know what God thinks about you? He loves you. Regardless of all your imperfections and sins and unworthiness, He loves you, and He loves you to the point and to the degree that He wants to change what is wrong with you and make you pleasing in His sight. He wants to forgive you if you'll ask Him. He commends His love toward you in that while you were yet a despiser of Christ, a hater of God, you could care less. In that state, He died for you. And now, if you will come to Him with all your heart and become reconciled to Him and become His friend, how much more will He help you? And how much more shall you be saved by His life if now you become His friend? But His thoughts toward you are for peace and love and forgiveness. He wants to help you. And you can touch the heart of God in prayer. And it is not true that everyone else may be included, but not you. You are left out in the cold. That God shows favoritism. He loves somebody else, but He doesn't care for you. The Bible says, and here's the heart of God, don't go by rumors. The Word of God says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life." Are you a part of that world? "For God so loved the world that He gave." And elsewhere the Scripture says, "And whosoever will may come and drink freely of the water of life." Would you be included in that whosoever? Of course you would. Again, Jesus said, "Him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out." Are you willing to come? If you do, He won't cast you out. That's His heart. Those are His true feelings. That's what He thinks toward you. Now, of course, you can stiffen your neck and harden your heart and close fast the door and say, "I don't want anything to do with God." And then you will incur the wrath and the judgment of God, because the same book that talks to us about His love tells us about a reckoning day, and we know that. But right now, the Holy Spirit would woo our hearts toward God. He wants us as His friend. He wants us as His children, as His disciple. And today, knowing that God loves us, knowing that He cares, we can touch the heart of God in prayer. So let's do it. Let's talk to Him. Let's just pour our hearts out to Him and touch the heart of God in prayer. Jesus, keep me near the cross, there a precious fountain, free to all a healing stream flows from Calvary's mountain. Near the cross a trembling soul, love and mercy found me. There the bright and morning star sheds its beams around me. Near the cross, O Lamb of God, bring its scenes before me. Help me walk from day to day with its shadow o'er me. In the cross be my glory ever. Till my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the river. Is that your prayer? Of course, you know, that's an old hymn, Fanny Crosby. Let's pray that prayer today, not just listen to the song, but pray the prayer. Jesus, keep me near the cross. So many distractions. Oh, so many distractions all around us that would pull us away, draw us away from God. Jesus, keep me near the cross. That's where I want to live. That's where I want to abide. That's where I want to be. Make that your prayer today. David said in Psalm 31, "But I trusted in thee, O Lord. I said, Thou art my God. My times are in thy hand." That's a wonderful verse. My times are in thy hand. You know, the sovereign arbiter of destiny, God, holds in his own power all the issues of our life. We are not wafts and strays upon the ocean of fate, but we are steered by infinite wisdom towards our desired haven. And we find that providence is a soft pillow for anxious heads. Things are in God's control. My times are in thy hand. And we can say again with Fanny Crosby in one of her old hymns, all the way my Savior leads me, what have I to ask beside? Can I doubt his tender mercy, who through life has been my guide? Heavenly peace, divinest comfort, here by faith in him to dwell, for I know whate'er befall me, Jesus doeth all things well. One of the thrills in reading the Bible through, starting with the book of Genesis and reading through the Bible, is to see how the purposes of God are accomplished, how that our times are in his hand, and how that despite the failure of man, and despite the rise and fall of empires, God goes about fulfilling his purposes. You know, centuries would pass after God would make a statement through one of his prophets and give a promise. Then many centuries sometimes would pass before it would be fulfilled. But just like Moses foretold the coming of Christ, and nearly 1,400 years passed and nothing had happened. 1,400 years passed after Moses prophesied the coming of Christ, and nothing happened as yet. David in the Psalms lived 1,000 years before Christ and spoke of his coming. Micah lived 800 years before Christ and spoke of his coming. Isaiah lived 700 years before Christ and spoke of his coming. And all those centuries passed and nothing happened. And even after the Old Testament closes with the book of Malachi, we enter 400 silent years between the Old Testament and the New Testament. 400 silent years. We see the rise and fall of empires. Persia had been a world empire for 100 years when the Old Testament came to a close and continued for another 100 years. And then Persia gave way to Greece, and Greece gave way to Rome. And still nothing is happening. But then you turn to the Gospels, and suddenly you begin to hear a voice out in the wilderness crying out, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. And it is John the Baptist getting things ready for the coming of the Messiah. Isn't that amazing? Our times are in his hand. And often centuries and centuries and centuries would pass by without it being fulfilled. But then we read in Galatians 4, but when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. In God's time, when the time was perfect, the time was right, in the fullness of time, God sent forth his Son. And you know, all of his promises regarding you and me are going to be fulfilled also. Everything that he has pledged his word and staked his character upon, as you trust God and cleave to him, his promises are going to be fulfilled. I love that verse in Revelation chapter 10, where we see that great and mighty angel of the Lord standing with one foot on the land and the other foot in the sea, and his hand stretched up toward heaven, and he swore by him that liveth forever and ever that there should be time no longer. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he hath declared to his servants the prophets. There is coming a day, praise the Lord, when the Lord shall say, time will be no longer. No further delay. That's it. It is finished. A part of that salvation plan was finished at the cross. Jesus cried out, it is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. That was the price that was paid for our salvation. That part of the mystery of God was finished at the cross. But then all of the other things that he is doing, such as bringing out of this world a people for his name that will comprise the church, the bride of Christ, the Holy Spirit continuing to work in hearts and lives, bringing that to pass, and someday time shall be no longer. No further delay, and all the mysteries of God, proclaimed by his prophets down through thousands of years, will be fulfilled. Yes, indeed, my times are in thy hand, O Lord. This is where faith comes in. This is where trust comes in. This is where we say sometimes on the mount where the sun shines so bright, God leads his dear children along. Sometimes in the valley and darkest of night, God leads his dear children along. But we know that whether it be over the mountain or down through the dark valley, whether it be on sunny days or rainy days, my times are in thy hands. And just like with all the rise and fall of the empires, God's purposes still were fulfilled, and in the fullness of the time, God sent forth his Son, even so in your life and in mine. God's providence will be fulfilled. His purposes will come to pass. May we yield ourselves into his hands and know that we are in his control. May we not reserve anything or hold anything back in our surrender, but make a full surrender to Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And his perfect will certainly be fulfilled in your life.
Yeah.
Can you say praise the Lord? I've enjoyed being with you as we've shared together in morning devotions. This is John Thrasher. I hope you have a good, happy day. Walk in victory, not defeat. Walk in victory in Jesus' name and know that you can have that friend in Jesus if you turn to him with all your heart. Be sincere. Give him your heart, everything that you are, and you'll find that friend of Jesus. Have a good day. God bless you.
If your heart